I feel like being this low income doesn't make you feel less American. For me personally, to be American is to provide those with opportunities who might not see it, to be an example for the next generation, because they are going to be the ones to dictate what happens next. So proving to be that example, and just try to do better by society, try to help others is the biggest thing, I feel like, is what it is to be American. Hello, my name is Damian Wheeler. I work at the Bridgeview Resource Center.
So classroom, those are classrooms C and D. They can close.
I am a community liaison here, and this is located in Vancouver, Washington.
There's supposed to be like tutorial kitchen for the Clark County Food Bank and stuff like that.
How it was like living in this neighborhood? You know, it was an experience. Growing up in the low-income community, you know, options seemed to be very limited, but I was given an opportunity to be a part of a mentorship program. So I was paired with an adult who might have been in a better situation in life, or who was in a better situation in life, and was able to provide me with opportunities to show me that there are other things out there, and that I can actually have the ability to get those opportunities and pursue things as long as I worked hard for it.
Hey Judy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Enjoying the sun?
Being that support for those families and the youth is something that really drives me.
Yes, sir. Ice lemonade.
Have a good day, Judy.
I went to Clark, and then I walked into the community center that used to be here in the neighborhood, and they asked me if I was ever interested in working with kids. I said, sure, why not? And then I became a community youth activities coordinating assistant, and basically provided after-school programs for the youth living in this neighborhood, first to fifth grade and then sixth to 12th grade. I primarily worked with the teens during that time, so I'd run teen nights. Did that for the last 6 years. Hearing about their stories, like, oh, I'm married and that kind of stuff, it's really trippy, because I'm only 27, but I feel so old because these kids are getting married and working, and like, I graduated out of high school. It's a great feeling seeing them move forward and, yeah, being able to support their next generation. I love social work. I've done it for such a long time now that I'm very comfortable with it. I do have, you know, ideas of looking into working in fire. Firefighting and stuff like that. But if for some reason I just wasn't able to do this job anymore, wasn't able to do fire, I'd go back to school and become a math teacher. I still have a soft spot for the community center, but that's just my nostalgia with it. We do basketball nights here still. That's still a thing. It's been a thing since, you know, I was a kid in this neighborhood. Some people might feel like they're going to get in trouble if they do anything with the housing authority. Even if it's like literally like a free event trying to help them, they'll feel like they're going to get in trouble. But I'm trying to bridge that gap and try to show them, hey, no, I'm not here to get you in trouble. I'm here to help you out. I think being able to be connected to the resources, I mean, because, you know, America with land of opportunities and all that, the opportunities are out there. I just think that people just need help finding them.